You're now tuned in to the Jack Talk Podcast. In association with Bin Hot Records. With the coolest host, Rick. Let's chop it up.
Jack Talk, we back in the building, man. For those of you following me, or shall I say, for those of you coming across this podcast for the first time, you can follow me. Instagram, Rick_BHR. You can hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. We here, man. Still semi-quarantined, I guess. You know, they trying to open shit back up, but... You know, like I said on previous podcasts, I'm not rushing out there to do nothing. You understand me? It is what it is. Like, I don't like going out as is, but, you know, I go out to get what I need and then I'm back in the crib with it. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. What's going on, man? I've been chilling, man. You know, chilling, man. Chilling and planning, you know, on some real shit, man. Chilling and planning, working. You know what I'm saying? I cop Call of Duty a few weeks ago. I ain't even jump on that shit yet, man. You know, I'm late, man. I'm late to the Call of Duty party, man. I want to get nice in the shit, man. So, you know, again, it might be a wrap for me as far as the PlayStation 4 and shit, but PlayStation 5 come around. That's a new system that everybody got to learn. So, you know, trying to see what that do. But, yeah, man, you know, quarantine and, you know, chilling, man. Again, these Jack Talks, they're going to drop periodically. Actually, I wasn't even planning on dropping this one, but I was downstairs. I was down here looking at something on the computer, you know, trying to figure some shit out. And my wife and the kids, they went take a walk. So I'm like, oh, shit, while they taking a walk, let me just... do a podcast real quick, you know what I'm saying? They was upstairs, so I didn't even think about recording anything because I can, you know, I don't know, just didn't think about it. But I'm here anyway. I do want to talk about something real quick, man. You know, hey man, a hard head gonna make a soft ass, man. I'm telling you, yo. You know, Tekashi's back out trolling and shit like this. And it kind of is like, damn, man, the hip-hop head in me is so fucking annoyed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy. Like, I'm an old head type nigga, man. You know, that's why I got a podcast that I created dedicated to the golden era. Because, like, that's really my shit, man. Like, this new era, like, I don't, this new era is just, like, trash to me, yo. You know, not everything. It's a lot of dope shit, but it's more trash shit. Like, just... this shit just whack, man. You know what I'm saying? It's more whack shit than dope shit to me, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? You know, and to see what he's doing, man, it's like on some real shit, man. I know everybody's done talked about it, and it's just Tekashi, but that shit is like annoying what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, my nigga, just go away, man. Like, just go sit down somewhere, you know? He out talking about he'll kiss niggas on their forehead and like, nigga, you just told on your whole crew, man. Like, get the fuck out of here. Go sit down somewhere, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, a hard head make a soft ass, man. You rubbing the shit in people's faces. You know what I'm saying? You just straight up like, whatever. And if that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. But my nigga, he can't be comfortable in his skin, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not comfortable in your skin. Like, you got to move. You on a fucking porch. You know what I'm saying? Taking pictures and making videos, talking shit with them ugly ass chains and shit on. Like, come on, man. Like, that shit ain't dope, nigga. I don't give a fuck if that shit costs $10 million. That shit ain't dope, man. It don't look dope. I don't understand that shit, man. I don't get niggas, man. Like, a ring on every finger is not dope to me. Now, again, if that's what you choose to do, do your thing, my nigga. Your money, spend it how you want to. I'm just saying, that's not dope to me. To me, I'm just having my opinion. Like, you see niggas with a million big, crazy, doofy looking chains on, that shit's not dope to me. A ring on every fucking finger is not dope. Two watches on one arm and like this nigga's wearing two watches on each arm, a ring on a finger, that shit look corny, man. This is my opinion. You know, you on the porch taking pictures, now you gotta move. Now motherfuckers over there seeing where you live at. You know what I'm saying? Now what, you gotta move again? Like, nigga, you're not, like, come on, my nigga. Then he's running around talking about the billboards and the numbers and the this and that. Nobody cares, man. Like, people are watching to see the train wreck, period. They want to see what the fuck gonna happen to you. It's probably more people watching to see what the downfall gonna be than it is than actually like, nah, I like him. He's my favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this shit is a bad fucking example that we send it to the youth, man. And I'm not even talking about on some gangster shit. I'm talking about on some take responsibility of your actions type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, take responsibility of your actions, my nigga. Oh, they was trying to sleep with my baby moms. They was trying to kidnap me, this, and that. And you was out there fucking doing dirt and doing whatever it is was you was doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is foul in the streets, my nigga. You chose that life. You chose that life. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's crying out, man. He's crying for help, man. He's not comfortable. You know what I mean? He not comfortable. That shit is annoying. And after eventually, man, that shit will die down. You know what I'm saying? He need to take his ass somewhere, man, secluded, and just go somewhere, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. Like, just go somewhere, build you a crib somewhere, or go just live somewhere, like, where motherfuckers can't get to you. And just chill, man. Make your music from your crib or whatever the case. Get your money off your streaming and shit like that. Because you're always going to have problems, man. Niggas is going to fuck with you just for the sake of fucking with you. Niggas is going to fuck with him just to say they fucked with him. That's not a comfortable living. You know what I'm saying? That's not a comfortable living. And the media and the urban hip-hop culture, stop paying them attention. If this nigga fart, motherfuckers want to, oh, Tekashi farted. Like, nigga, stop paying them attention. He's trolling. Look what the trolling did in the first time. So now he's back coming out and y'all giving him the same fucking attention y'all was giving him the first time this nigga was trolling. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Don't do that. Hard head make a soft ass, man. Like, that shit is corny what he's doing. It's not dope. Y'all letting this nigga troll. Look what happened the first time y'all let him troll, report everything, hype shit up. Y'all doing the same shit. Y'all doing the same shit now. So y'all don't give a fuck. But like, they don't give a fuck, man. That shit is just a news article to them. Somebody crack his fucking cantaloupe open. That's going to be another news article for them. And they're going to get hits. The same motherfuckers reporting, oh, Tekashi's doing this. And Tekashi said that's going to be the same motherfuckers saying, yo, oh shit, like, Tekashi, you know what I mean? Whatever. So it's like, come on, man. Like, you see a train wreck, get out the fucking way, man. You know what I'm saying? Let him, the rappers, Snoop Dogg and all them niggas, like, come on, my nigga. Like, y'all going back and forth with this nigga. Like, come on, man. Then this nigga keeps saying, a kid. Nigga, you're not a kid. You're a grown-ass fucking man. You act like a kid, but you're a grown-ass man. You're a grown-ass man, yo. Come on, man. You act worse than my son. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't fucked. Like, come on, my nigga. Niggas not fucking with it. It is what it is. You ain't got the number one shit, nigga. Like, come on. It is what it is. You nobody give a fuck about billboards and numbers and shit like that. That ain't putting no money in nobody's pockets. That ain't, like, nobody cares about that, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You got that 2 million and shit, because right now, motherfuckers just want to see the antics and the trolls. Niggas is not, half the motherfuckers don't fuck with you like that. They just want to see it because it's entertaining. You're a clown. You're a show. You know, you did clown shit. You did corny shit. You're a show to people. Motherfuckers don't watch you to support you. Motherfuckers is watching you to see the train wreck, man. Motherfuckers is coming to the circus to see the clown, man. And you the clown. Come on, man. I wish my son would, man. Come on, man. We men, man. Niggas be acting crazy, man. It ain't even about toughness. Because I don't want my son to be tough. You know what I'm saying? I want my son to hold it down like his dad. Point blank, period. Like, it ain't about, like, he don't got to go out and pretend to be nothing that he's not. You You know what I mean? This nigga straight up fucking CB4. You haven't watched that movie? Go watch CB4 with Chris Rock. This nigga's a real life CB4. Gusto. That's Tekashi. He's Gusto. And niggas is sitting here letting this nigga get up under their skin, man. Come on, man. That shit is annoying. It annoys me watching motherfuckers that's supposed to call themselves authentic and shit going back and forth with this nigga. Like, are you serious? This the type of you? I wouldn't even entertain this nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a podcast. I'm talking about the nigga. But like, if I was on it, like these niggas, if I was Meek or Snoop or Tory or, you know what I'm saying, anybody of like that stature in the game and shit, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Even me right now, like this, he's not a nigga that I will go back and forth with. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit. Like, that shit is just corny to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, you don't gotta be no gangster, man. I don't want my son to be gangster. My son gonna hold it down. He gonna protect his sisters. You know what I'm saying? You fuck with him, he gonna bust your ass. Point blank, period. You know what I mean? That's the type of time he gonna be on. Other than that, he gonna be playing basketball, getting fly, and chilling and having fun, doing whatever it is he like to do. You know what I'm saying? I will never sit here and tell my son to go pretend to be a gangster so he can get on TV, or pretend to be a gangster so he can get in the music or some shit like that. Nigga, no, you don't pretend to be gangster. You know what I'm saying? Cause ain't nothing good come from that. But jail time, somebody killing you, or you having to kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's what gangster gets you. And ain't nothing gangster about that. Ain't nothing gangster about killing somebody or somebody killing you or having to go sit up in jail, nigga. That shit ain't gangster. You know what I mean? Point blank, period. You know what I mean? It's not. You know what I'm saying? It's my opinion. You could disagree. Hit me on jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com if you disagree, but that's not gangster. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. The clown shit, man. Like, that shit is just bugged out to me, man, you know? But, you know, yeah, man, I just wanted to touch on that shit. Man, I could go rant on and on and on and on and on about this nigga, man, because it's just like the fucking fuckery of this shit is beyond me. But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, so, you know, again, man, I ain't really got much. This much to say about this shit. This was like an impromptu, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my wife and kids just came downstairs, said they was going to take a walk, and I was already, you know, on my computer and shit. So, damn, yeah, so I had to stop real quick because my kids came busting through the door out of breath and shit, and I had to see what that was about. Thought I was going to have to run the fuck back outside. Thought I was going to have to run outside because they came running in here. That was kind of bugged out. The fuck? They was mad out of breath and shit, like really running. I'm like, yo, what the fuck going on? So, you know, I had to stop that shit. But yeah, man, like I said, I could record and talk all day about this. They ran the whole way. I know. I'm sitting here and recording, and I thought, they running in here. I thought I was going to have to run outside.
No, it was outside. You walked down the street all the way down there, then they ran home. By me, by myself.
You should have ran with them. Jack Talk Podcast, by the way. This is raw Jack Talk here, man. You know, we just keeping this thing going. My kids left my wife down the street. They ran. They said, oh, you know what it is? They have an interview on Roblox. If you got kids, I'm quite sure you heard the Roblox before. So my daughters be running home because they got an interview for a job or some shit on Roblox, and they can make money and shit like that. So that's what they came in the house talking about, their interview. Their interview is at 9 o'clock. It's 8:55 now, but, you know, we're gonna keep this in there, man. This is the Jack Talk. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, again, I didn't want to, you know, be too long. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm reaching out to a couple people, so hopefully I can come with some interviews. I got the Retro Files podcast. Go check that out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm also cooking up something else that you know, I'm gonna talk about when it really start getting cooking. You know what I'm saying? Got, you know, working on something, and we just trying to get shit going, man. You know, it's like, fuck it, man. Let's, if you creative, be creative. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm just here, man, chopping it up with you, man, you know? Oh, shit, yo, fuck it, man. You know, go stream my man. Fuck that Tekashi shit. Go stream my man 7 album, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Support real niggas, man. You know what I mean? Like, niggas don't understand. When you clicking on this nigga and clicking this nigga name and writing comments and shit like that, only thing you're doing is boosting this nigga even more and more and more into the algorithms. You know what I'm saying? And on YouTube, if you go on his YouTube page, I'm quite sure his YouTube channel page is monetized and all that shit. So what you're doing is you're supporting him. You know what I'm saying? He's getting paid for the views. He's getting paid for the comments like all other YouTubers. And you're supporting him, you know? So niggas is in the mood to support something. Support my man 7's album, man. You know what I'm saying? Put out on BHR, Ben Hot Records, man. That song available on all streaming platforms. Spotify, Google, iTunes, Tidal. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Amazon. Wherever you listen to music, go stream some real shit, man. Some shit with some substance, some shit with some good content, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the game is the way it is now because I feel like the OGs and shit let this shit get out of hand. I'm stuttering. The OGs and this shit let this shit get out of hand, man. You know what I'm saying? When you got something that as something like hip-hop, man, you're supposed to cherish that shit. You're supposed to keep that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's not saying, like, it's not evolving because it did evolve. But hip-hop, to me, in my opinion, shouldn't, like, certain motherfuckers should just not be allowed to get into hip-hop and do hip-hop, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the OGs let this shit slip away, man. You know what I mean? Niggas eating. Niggas done got so situated that they up to the point where it don't matter what the new generation is doing. Niggas let this shit get out of hand. You know what I mean? Niggas let this shit get out of hand. Like, niggas don't give a fuck about, like, I like the music better when it was regional. I said this on previous podcasts, and I've said this shit on YouTube and all that shit. Like, I like music better when niggas can fuck with each other, but nigga, come on, man. I like to listen to a nigga and be like, oh, okay, that nigga from L.A. Oh, that nigga from Houston. Oh, that nigga from Atlanta. Oh, that's what they doing in Atlanta. Oh, that's what everybody had their own style. That's when music was interesting. Now a nigga be from New York, you be like, oh shit, who this nigga? Telling you, Atlanta got some niggas. You be like, nah, that nigga from fucking New York. I'm like, huh? Like, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like Griselda. I like the New York sound. And it's not me being stuck in time, because you see what Griselda doing. Clearly niggas miss that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay to evolve, but like, still keep some of your sound, you know? Now it's like the whole fucking world sound like they from one place. You know what I mean? I like it when it's like, yo, oh, this nigga from over here, the Midwest, down south, wherever, but niggas could all still fuck with each other, do music and shit like that. Like, that shit was a thing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? When Jay-Z jumped on Juvenile's high shit, that shit was a thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me close this door. Hold on 1 second. That shit was a thing, you know? When Pimp C and them came, jumped on Big Pimpin', that shit was a thing. When Myth Blink and T.I. did Round Here and all that shit was a thing, man. You know what I'm saying? When Luda was on Nas Made You Look, that shit was a thing, man. Now everybody sound like they're from the same fucking place. That shit corny, man. That shit is corny, yo. You know? And they ain't even no hate. But I'm just saying, man, y'all want to go stream something? Y'all want to go show niggas support and shit like that? Show my man 7 some support. And I'm going to throw one of his joints from the album on here. I played it a bunch of times on previous shit, but I'm going to play it on here so y'all can see the quality and the what am I looking for? So y'all can see the quality, the authenticity, and just the illness of my nigga. Like, that's the type of time I be on. You know what I mean? I ain't bumping Tekashi and all these other weird niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. I'm gonna give my man some streams. You know what I'm saying? I bump Gates all the time, 50 all the time, Jay-Z all the time, and I bump my man all the time. You know what I'm saying? You follow me on Rick Instagram, Rick_BHR. You see me driving, bumping that nigga shit. You know what I mean? And guess what? If it's trash, I wouldn't bump his shit. And I tell him, like, yo, my nigga, come on, man. We got to go back to the drone boy. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, my nigga got some shit. So it's like, that's the type of time I would be on. Niggas is supporting Tekashi and all that shit. It's like, man, that shit, whatever with me. You know what I mean? That nigga ain't my son. You know? Y'all want him to go away so bad? Stop talking about him. Stop making everything he do a headline. All that trolling shit. Let that nigga wither away and troll his damn self. Let him come up with something else when he realized that the trolling shit ain't working. He knows that this trolling shit is working, so he's going to keep trolling. Nothing you're going to do to stop him from trolling. He knows it's working. You understand what I'm saying? So, hey, why should he stop? You know? Why should he stop? You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Why should he stop? But, you know, like I said, man, enough with him, man. I'm here, man. I'm just chilling, man, you know? I'm chilling, man. I'm about to, what I'm about to do. What time is it? 9 o'clock. Catch up on, probably go upstairs. Get a snack or something, man. Actually, I'm about to straighten up down here, man. I got to move some shit around, you know? My kids got a little, like one of those mini air hockey tables down here that they don't play with. And they too big for that shit now. You know what I'm saying? My son don't play with it. He got his pinball machine that he be playing with and whatever, but I'm about to get rid of that shit. I'm about to straighten up down here in the man cave a little bit. I got sneaker boxes down here. and shit. I got fucking VCR tapes down here. I got all type of shit down here, man. I need to straighten up, man. Trying to get a desk. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, we both need desks. She want a desk for upstairs, and I want one for down here, but all the fucking stores is closed. And the shit that, you know, I'm a hands-on nigga. Like, so when I want something, I don't want to order it. You know what I mean? Like, I be wanting to just go pick that shit up. And I want it in my hand right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy, man. I'm like, yo, fucking, I got some headphones, right? We had some headphones and shit for the game. And one of my kids broke the headphones, right? So it's like now only one ear worked. You know what I mean? Because when we got the Nintendo Switch, they came with some headphones. And I was like, oh, shit, I can just use these headphones for my PlayStation. So now only one side in the headphone work. I'm like, who broke these shits? Nobody never. These shits was brand new. Nobody never used the shits. They broke them. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? Then I'm like, yo, you know what? I'm about to go buy me some headphones, man. Right? So when I went to fucking, I went to Target. We was in Target. And I was like, yo, I'm about to get these shits. And then I was like, you know what? We're about to go to Walmart next. So I'm going to go and get them from Walmart. That way I could just, because what we went to Target for, they didn't have. So I seen the headphones for the PS4. And I was like, yo, I'm about to get these shits. And I was like, you know what? We're about to stop at Walmart. I'll just get them from there. Then when I went to Walmart, all the headphones were sold out. Whole shelf headphones gone. I'm like, damn. Went back to Target. That shit was gone. Now, mind you, when I said, yo, I'm going to get these headphones, it was only one on the shelf. My dumb ass should have thought, like, yo, Rick, if you don't get these shits, they're going to be gone, my nigga. I didn't think. I said, I'm about to go to Walmart. So I went to Walmart. Whole rack gone. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? I go back to Target. That shit gone. All right, man. I'm going to go to the other Walmart. Gone. Ain't this a bitch? All right. I'm going to go to Best Buy. Best Buy got curbside pickup. Gone, sold out. So for the past fucking, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks, every single, like not every day, but like every time I have to go out, I'll go and I'll look. Like if I got to go to Walmart, even if I got to go to the grocery store, I'll be stopping at Walmart and looking for headphones and shit. When in reality, I could have just ordered some off Amazon or ordered some, you know what I mean? Online, wherever, and been had the shits, but I want to get them and have them in my hand. Ain't that weird? You know what I'm saying? Like right now, my wife just got a package from fucking Amazon upstairs. And I was like, you know what? I could have just ordered my headphones. I could have been had these fucking headphones. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, shit, they're going to restock. And they ain't never restocked. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting here like, yo, they're going to restock. They're going to restock. They're going to restock all these days. And I don't have it. You know what I mean? I don't have the headphones still. But it's all good, man. I'm going to grab them. My wife about to order something on Amazon now. So she want to get some lights. She want to get some lights and put some lights up around the patio. You know what I mean? We just put a chair up there and shit. That shit is a nice vibe and shit, man. You know, I ain't gonna front. A nigga like me, I be cold and shit. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I can't. Like, right now, they went on the walk and shit. I'm like, yo, I'm in pajamas. You know what I mean? They went, you know, nothing crazy. Just did a little walk around the block. But, like, I'm a cold type nigga. Like, so, you know, my wife, she can sit on the porch. She like that. She like to sit on the porch and listen to her her music and shit like that. So we got a table and shit up there. So she's going to order some lights to go around the fucking, you know, around the patio and shit. My son made me go down and put fucking Christmas lights up there. So now we got Christmas lights up there. Not the colorful shits, but we got the white Christmas lights going around the patio right now till we order the other ones. We went in Walmart today and they didn't have any. And of course, they ain't had no fucking headphones. But she gonna order some. So I told her, just let me know when she's about to order that shit. And then I could just order the headphones. You know what I'm saying? And they should be here by like Friday. Because I'm damn sure ordering them shits today. So they should be here like at least by Friday or Thursday. Depending on when I order it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. That's, you know, like I said, man. I'm just sitting here, man. I'm on this Blue Yeti. You know what I mean? I got me a new microphone and shit. Because, you know, me and my man got some shit in the works. So we trying to figure it out, man. Word, I'm sitting here. I'm just looking around this fucking basement because I'm like, yo, I was about to straighten up, but and don't get it twisted. Like, my shit not even junky, yo. It feels like I should straighten this up. You know what I'm saying? My son, I can see traces of my son been down here. You know what I'm saying? Because this is my area. You know what I'm saying? My wife will tell you, like, this me. My wife, I tell her all the time, like, yo, my wife don't. She barely come down here, man. You know what I'm saying? This the man cave. That's why I call it the man cave, man. But I was gonna get some headphones for the Xbox, but I'm like, man, I don't play. I'm back on my PS shit, man. I'm a PS nigga, and the Xbox is down here. I ain't thinking about that Xbox, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't not enough for me to fucking go buy no headphones for it. You know what I mean? Like, I got 2K20. I got 2K20 for that shit, and that's probably going to be the last 2K that I buy for that shit because I'm really a PlayStation nigga. Like, you know what I mean? That's for the kids, man. You know? That's for the kids, man. Word. But, yeah, man, I'm just sitting here chilling, man. Really got to get a desk, man. I really want. And you know what's crazy? It's talking about desk. I want one. I don't want a regular desk. I want a gaming desk. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm a gamer, like a PC gamer, but their desks be hard, son. Them shits be carbon fiber. They be having the LED lights on that shit. Yeah, that's what I want. I think I'm about to go upstairs and fucking order a desk off Amazon too, man, with the headphones. Because I seen an ill joint. Because downstairs, I got a red couch. We got a big-ass red couch down here. So if I get the all-black desk with the fucking red LED going around it, fire! You know what I'm saying? Fire, man. But, you know, I'm just down here, man. I'm down here chopping it up with y'all, man. You know, it's been a while. You know, at the end of the day, man, Jack Talk Podcast, this is my baby, man. This is my first podcast. So it's like, you know, I know I'm working on a couple other podcasts and shit like that. But like I said, the Jack Talks is going to be me just coming here and chopping it up, man. You know what I'm saying? I might not come here with too much, like pop culture-y type shit. You know what I'm saying? Depends. But I want to kind of come here and just have thoughts, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit that's on my mind or shit that I seen or shit that I read or shit that I heard and just give my opinion on shit, you know? But, you know, just chopping it up, man. But I'm about to sign off, man. I'm going to see if I can straighten up, man. I guess I'm straightening up. I'm looking at my RC over there, man. I got a Traxxas Stampede truck, and I got this new body for it that I got to cut it out and paint and do all that shit. My brother-in-law said he'll do it for me, so once this quarantine shit get over, I'm going to really flip that shit. I'm going to buy some new rims for it. I'm going to get some black rims for it. I'm going to let him paint it. And I'm out here looking for smoke. You understand me? Smoke. Go on to my Instagram, Rick_BHR, man. Scroll through the pictures, man. I put a nice picture up of the, my truck and shit, man. That shit all right, man. Shit kind of cool, you dig? But yeah, man, I'm about to sign off, man. I'm starting to rant. So yeah, man, just follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. And I'm here, man. Again, Jack Talk Podcast, you know, like I said, it's not at this particular moment. You know, I don't know when the next time I'm going to drop an episode. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be too crazy, but I'm just trying to work on a couple other things and get that sorted out. And then I'm going to be back dropping. You know what I'm saying? And I'm probably going to start doing my Jack Talks on some Sunday shit. Like, you know what I mean? Trying to come through with the Sunday vibe, mellow out, and just, you know, talk, man. Talk my shit, man. Whatever it is I'm talking about, you know? So that's just what it is, man. So I'm about to sign off and chop it up with y'all, man. Jack Talk Podcast. Yo, check me out on YouTube, Rick's Kicks, you know. I gotta get back on that shit. I got a YouTube channel called Rick's Kicks where I'll be showing like some of my sneakers and shit. Again, like just to give you again for anybody who might not have never heard me talk about this shit, I'll go in there every now and again. I show a pair of sneakers and shit that I got that I'm into, shit like that. It's not nothing super crazy. It's just my style, you know. If you know me or you see me on Instagram and shit, you know I got a different style when it comes to my sneakers and shit. Like I like different shit. So, you know, Rick's Kicks, man. It's on YouTube. It's around. I ain't going super, super crazy with it yet because, you know, like I said, I know we live in a Jordan, Yeezy, you know, type of world, man. So if you're not showing Jordans or Yeezys, like, it's like damn near impossible to break through. But anyway, I'm out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out, man. So again, Jack Talk. Be on the lookout for the Retro Files podcast. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. Like, on my sneaker channel, I'm going to be, like, when I do podcasts and talk about, like, sneakers in that particular podcast, I'm going to bring it over to my sneaker channel on YouTube, man. I'm going to do that type of thing. But, again, support me, man. Support niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Jack Talk podcast. Support the Retro Files podcast and the new shit that I'm about to drop, man. So, just be on the lookout, man. I'm out.